Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. Where do I fucking start? Where do I start? I mean, fuck me. I could go and just roll up and curl up in a ball in the corner, or you have to come out and fucking have your peace, don't you? And that last night, what? Fuck off, an absolute fucking disgrace, wasn't it? Let's just call it what it was. I mean, I don't know where to start. I mean, I'm sitting on the train, I put on Twitter last night with absolute fucking fucktards. Our great Potches, Harry Winks. Harry Winks better than Modric. I mean, let's forget the football. A guy on the train, Harry Winks better than Modric. That's what you're fucking dealing with. That's why Tottenham as a football club do not push forward, because we've got fucking people who accept mediocrity and shit, and then fucking, not just that, they lord it up like that. Harry Winks better than fucking Modric. And then somebody sent me that picture. I think I actually follow that Ben on Twitter. People looking to get rid of Poch need an education and expected goals. Need an education, expect. You're fucking right, son. As I've said, I didn't fucking expect Gnabry to get the ball 40 yards out, fucking run at goal and smash it in. It's fuck all to do with the percentage of the chance and the info goal shit. It's because we're fucking useless. We are absolutely fucking useless. Gurdeep, Tottenham, top four. Fuck off. We are fucking useless. We're shit. We have been fucking shit for a year, and it all got masked by a fucking opportunity that we had in May, 4 fucking months ago, doing FTS Radio, having great fun because of absolute fucking miracles we got. Get that Champions League final, everything fell for us. Barcelona last group game, they were already through, so they play a kid's side. We still need Inter not to beat PSV at home, which is a given, and they don't. We then get the City with the fucking VAR, unbelievable. You know, whatever he was, 3 inches offside. And then we get the miracle goal against Ajax. Everything just aligned for us. And even then, when we got the opportunity against the Liverpool side that didn't turn up, we were fucking shit. The fucking manager is clueless. People who saying he's great. A great manager needs to have fucking won something. And we've got fucking 4 years he's had this group of players. Arguably the best group of players that Tottenham have had in the 40 years I've been going. Other than maybe the late 80s, early 90s when we had the likes of Oddle, Waddle, Gascoigne. Arguably. And he has not won a fucking thing. A great manager would have fucking won things. And not only has he not won a thing, for the last 12 months, we've barely won a fucking game of football. He's fucking clueless, and we are shit. The players are fucking shit. You know, it's fucking trendy to have a name Harry at Spurs for that Winks to play. I'd rather have fucking Harry Hill running around midfield than that fucking useless clown. He is fucking a shit version of Jamie Redknapp. I'll tell you, I mean, I gave up on Gareth Southgate, another fucking fraudulent myth, when he fucked up the England World Cup semi-final. I've not watched an England game since, and I won't while he's in charge. And the fact he fucking picks Winks tells me everything I know. He's another absolute fucking myth, and I see we've been linked with him. That would just be up Levy's fucking street, get rid of one fraud and get another one in. Absolute fucking useless. And we got just taken the fucking pieces by a team that was better. Expected goals, my fucking arse. I was there, we were fucking shit. We're useless. Right, what's that? Anything else? No, that's it, isn't it? Fucking absolute fucking cabbage. Get rid of the fucking Argentinian fraud. Fucking great manager. He's fucking useless. He is absolutely fucking clueless. Arms folded, prowling up the touchline. Absolute fucking incoherent ramblings for 4 months in press conferences, talking bollocks. It's like we were shit before he turned up. This is a club that won trophies 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Won trophies. Maybe not, you know, it's a League Cup, FA Cup, but consistently winning things. And this guy's had the best fucking group of players. He couldn't win fucking. He couldn't win a fucking pub meet raffle. Fucking expected goals. Fuck off, honestly. I hope from my inference yesterday, when I ran through the Champions League, that you spotted that my Juve and Bayern Munich were my sort of two shouts. Let's have a quick run through tonight's games for you. Genk-Napoli, you You think Napoli, Slavia Prague, Dortmund. I think that'll be quite hard for Dortmund. I think they're a little bit short there. I know they're a good side, Dortmund, but haven't started the season great, and that's not the easiest place to go there. I wouldn't want to be back in Dortmund at 1.74. Oh, hang on, I got the wrong market up there. Well, Dortmund, yeah, even money. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong price. That's about right. Yeah, sorry. Barcelona. Not started great. Inter, see, there's a manager. I just love Conte. He's a winner. He's an absolute fucking winner. That's what he is. If he'd had a group of Spurs players, he'd have won something. I certainly think that's too big. 6.2. If Messi, and I don't think Messi's playing. Chelsea, Lille again. Chelsea a little bit short for me. Liverpool will dust off Red Bull Salzburg. I'm absolutely sure. Leipzig 1.63. Maybe I wouldn't want to back them at that price. I think Valencia are half decent price tonight against Ajax at home, 2.7. That's my sort of one that I've got some value in today. And the Zenit game, I've no idea. But I think Dortmund, yeah, they are about right there. Barca maybe just a shade too short, 1.63 against a solid Inter side. But Valencia for me at 2.7, that's the ones that I think are a bit too big tonight against Ajax. Barnsley play tonight, people. Barnsley play Derby. The reason I say that is because I said it yesterday. If there's nil-nil after 20, 25 minutes, you might want to drip lay a first half goal. Maybe some of you wrote that down yesterday. But yes, there's that one there. That is, yeah, no, that is it. That is everything. There genuinely is not much on. Obviously the Champions League, but there's only those few Championship games. There's nothing in any of the other games. I tried to find a home mention for it, but I just generally couldn't. Brentford maybe, but I'm not sure that's an easy game. Luton maybe again, but Millwall aren't easy to beat in that league. So that is it. Yes, Spurs are fucking useless. You can stick your expected goals up your arse. I put a clip on Twitter last night about Walter Smith with a journalist, Chick Young. If you haven't seen it, well worth watching. He's very funny, particularly the bit when he says, "Are you telling me Brian Laudrup can't play Champions League football?" It's an old clip, but that's what made me when the guy on the train was talking about Modric. Young Winks being better than Modric. I want to go and find that guy today. I want to go and fucking find him and shake him. Winks is fucking better than Modric. Oh, do me a favour. But the clip is very good. You want to get hold of that and watch that. It is quite amusing. Chick Young, I think the journalist is, but it's on my Twitter feed. Click and have a little 2 minutes of that. Right, have a lovely Wednesday. I'm in meetings all day today. I'm going to get the football stuff up now, and I will be back tomorrow. I think I went to Spurs. We lost 5-0 to Arsenal in my first ever game. I should have fucking known then. Then my third game was the 7-0 against Liverpool in 1978. I think to bookend it with the 7-2 Juve may well be the end of my watching Spurs career. I think it would be a fitting end, wouldn't it, to watch fucking 40 years of garbage bookended by a 5-0, 7-0 and a 7-2, because I just don't fucking enjoy watching that shite week in, week out, if I'm honest anymore. Sitting listening to Suggsy trying to be positive. We're fucking crap, Paul. Fucking useless. Absolute fucking shite. And I tell you what, we'll be fucking no chance of top four. Anybody saying that, get yourself checked into some fucking facility today. Right, I'm off. Have a lovely Wednesday. I can't wait for the weekend. I'm going to get wired into some football and win some money this week. Right, arrivederci.